morning to you. If you are listening to me in the afternoon hours, good afternoon to you. And if you are listening to me in the evening hours, good evening to you. And if you have allowed me the privilege to speak to your being before you lay your head to rest, good night to you. I want to speak to you using as a topic, are you ready for your next level? Are you ready for your next level? A lot of people, when they are within a situation or a circumstance, the first thing they say to themselves is, I can't wait to get out of this. I can't wait to move on from this. Some even use the phrase, this too shall pass. My question to you, even in the midst of all of that, is, are you ready for your next level? Because a lot of times we think that we are ready for our next level when we have not fully prepared to be on our next level. You may have everything intangibly to be able to be on the next level, but mentally, are you ready to be on your next level? You may be frustrated with where you are right now, but mentally, are you ready to be in your next level? A lot of times, and I think about the type of entities and beings that I come across, especially in the sports world. There are a lot of individuals that believe that they can play at a higher level than which they are actually playing on. There are a lot of individuals who believe that they possess the skill sets in order to play on the next level. And for a lot of people, that is true. Many of them do possess the skill sets. They possess all the intangible things that will enable them to play at a high level on the next level. But the problem comes in when mentally you're not where you are skillfully. Because a lot of times, because you are so skillful at whatever your next level is, you are not mentally prepared to be on your next level. So therefore, even though you go to the next level, you live and act as if you are still on the level that you currently came, that you currently are, or that where you came from. Now ask yourself the question, are you ready for your next level? Like, really ask yourself, are you ready for your next level? I remember getting ready to go on and embark on this journey. And it's funny because I was talking to a family member of mine and we was discussing this. And 5 years ago, I did not know I would be where I am today. I knew that I would be walking in a great path and doing great things, but I did not in a million years think that I would be doing what I am currently doing on every spectrum of what I do. And so me and him was discussing that and we were speaking, and I'm like, sometimes you have to mentally get yourself ready first. Like, skillfully, I was able to do everything that I'm probably capable of doing now and more. But mentally, if I'd have got what I have now 5 years ago, I would not have been prepared. And so we began to talk about the shifts that occurred within me. And I began to tell him how my mind changed, how my mentality had to change, how my mind shifted on so many levels. And because my mind shifted, it allowed me to be able to walk into my next level in peace and prosperity and with positivity. And a lot of times there are a lot of people that discuss their next level, that verbally put out their next level, but mentally they have not had that shift. They have not had that change within their mind that would help them stay on the next level. I know a lot of people who have reached a high plateau within the thing that they are skillful at. And then they find themselves in a place where they're saying to themselves, I have to get back to that place. And the reason that they are saying that they have to get back to that place is because they were not mentally ready for their next level. They were skillfully and intangibly, but they were not mentally ready for their next level. Upon me getting injured, and this is something that has been really resonating within my mind that I've been really, really thinking about based upon myself. Like, I played professional basketball at a high level overseas. Yeah, I played all over in so many different countries, and you get to a place where when you reach a certain level, doing the thing that is within the level that you have reached, it becomes mundane to you. It becomes just, yeah, I'm just going to do this just because I know I'm capable of doing it. And so though I would work out, though I would train, I would not work out and train like I did as if I was still playing in a season. And so because I knew skillfully and intangibly that I am capable at, you know, long as I have wind in my body, I am capable of playing the game of basketball at a high level. And so I put my physical body in a situation that I mentally really wasn't ready for, because mentally I was checked out, because I had already arrived at a place where I felt like I had accomplished what I needed to within the game of basketball. So therefore I did not put in the same work mentally to prepare myself to continue to play on that next level. And though I did everything skillfully and intangibly to ensure that whenever I want to turn it on, I could turn it on, that's just because I am skillful at what I've done. This is my trade. This is what I do. But when you are not mentally at the place that you are skillfully, things are bound to happen. So I find myself not doing the things that I was doing when I was playing as a professional athlete, getting the massages, actually studying film, actually studying the game of basketball, actually stretching, you know, actually going in, putting up 1,000 shots each time I'm in the gym, you know. And lo and behold, because I was just skillfully able to play and not mentally checked in to play, I ended up getting injured. And so since I have been injured, I have been thinking about it. I found myself watching more and more and more basketball. I'm watching basketball as if I'm getting ready to go back overseas. I'm watching basketball like I did when I was in my early 20s, my mid-20s, my late 20s. I'm watching basketball like, as they would say, ball is life. I'm watching the nuances of the game, every move, every hand. I'm watching everything, the footwork all over again, as if I'm just learning the game all over again. And as I'm sitting there, I'm saying to myself, this happened because I took it for granted. Not that I was in it to win something special, because even being skillful, I was winning trophies. So it's not about the fact that I'm in it to win it. Granted, I want to win every game that I'm in, and that's what I usually do when I'm playing. And so, but mentally, I didn't have the drive to put myself in a position where what happened to me did not happen. And so again, I ask you, are you skillfully and intangibly able to do the thing that you are doing, but not mentally there to elevate yourself to that next level? Some of you will say yes, but you're saying yes because you're tired of being where you are. Really ask yourself, am I ready for my next level? If your physical attributes begin to deteriorate, if you skillfully aren't as sharp as you are physically, are you mentally able to thrive on that next level? When hardship comes, are you mentally able to thrive on that next level? When turbulence comes, are you mentally able to thrive on that next level? We talk about being millionaires. We talk about having successful businesses. We talk about putting our friends on and putting this person on and that person. We talk about being the best, but are you mentally able and ready to be the best? Are you mentally able and ready to be a millionaire? Are you mentally able and ready to put so-and-so on? Because what happens when it's time for you to pay the one that you got to put on? Are you mentally able to say, because this is my business, I got to pay my employee and take the loss because it's my business? Or are you looking at it in a skillful way and know how to move money, and so therefore you're not mentally capable of making that type of sacrifice, because skillfully you know how to get the money, but mentally you don't know how to multiply the money? There is levels to this. There is a difference in being in a place and doing a place. Because to do something, remember, is to do it just for a moment. To do something, it's momentary. To be something is legendary. Your skill gets that, but your mind multiplies it and elevates it. You have to put yourself in a position where mentally nothing can shake you, nothing can break you, nothing can tear you down, nothing that is said about you can hurt you, nothing that comes up against you. Or as the scriptures would say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Mentally, spiritually, and physically, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Now, you can purchase my book, Change Your Mind, Change Your Life, from www.MuhammadAbdulMalikShabazz.com. I've had a couple people reach out to me. If you want your book signed, go to the products page, put it in your cart, I will sign it for you. If you purchase it off the homepage, Amazon will send it to you. But if you purchase it off the products page, put it in the cart, I will send it to you, signed, sealed, and delivered. There's also merchandise on there. Right now we're running a promotion on the Don't Waste My Energy shirt. With every shirt purchased, you get a free Change Your Mind, Change Your Life book. Remember, we in this because it's mental. Everything is mental. The moment you realize if you can control your mental, you can control your life. You can elevate your life. If you can manifest it mentally, you can have it physically. If you can think about it mentally, you can have it in this physical realm. Are you ready for your next level? Assalamu alaikum.